Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning.
Yes, Dr. Medici says it's time for you to wake up.
I only mean that in the sense that there's things that I know, that doctors know, that if we could get you to know, the whole game would change for you. And that's what the show is about. If you're new to the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. Press the literature section. I've got tons of pictures today. But here's the main event. I have a former client of mine on the show today. Her name is Marissa. Marissa's got a story to tell. I'm so proud of her because she walked her talk and came back literally in a sense, almost in a literal sense, from the grave. She had things happen to her that shouldn't happen to kids. She persevered. She went through her phases. We were in deep relationship for 8 years. And she's here today. Hello, Marissa.
Good morning.
Marissa, you're 11 years old. Tell me about the car accident.
Well, it was pretty traumatic.
That's an understatement.
My aunt had picked us up from school. I was in sixth grade. The only thing I remember that day was I got an A+ on my social studies test.
As you continued to do.
Well,
you became a school teacher.
Yes, this is true.
And I think there's something about what happened to you as a child that took you to teaching.
Yeah.
That car accident resulted in you had your spleen taken out.
Right. That was the big thing.
Did you know it was a big thing, or did they just tell you? And I guess they should have, in a sense, just told you it's nothing. We'll just take your spleen. You don't really need that.
Well, I was unconscious, so.
Well, after the accident, after the surgery, did you know that things were going to change?
I didn't know how they were going to change, but something. I remember them telling me, oh, my God, you were so close to death. The doctor saved your life. You came within 4 minutes of dying. And
did you have any of those experiences people have when they're unconscious, when they're bleeding to death, when their life is being saved in ER? Do you have a memory?
No.
People say they do.
No, I don't. I don't have a memory.
Well, here's the thing. And get on the website, straighttalk.cc, so you can see the spleen. If they had told you you lost a kidney, you see, or you lost a limb, or you lost an eye, you would understand that. But they told you you lost your spleen. Now, that to me, when I met you and I read that you had lost your spleen, that meant a lot to me.
It didn't mean.
Well, this is the point.
That much to me.
This is exactly
the point. They just told me, you can live without a spleen. And yeah, it's fine.
And in respect to them, they're correct. You can live without a spleen. You do live without a spleen.
Right.
You went on to prosper without a spleen. I'm so glad you're at the place you're at without a spleen. And the heck with the spleen. Let's get on to your health.
Thank you.
And that's what we did. But for my audience right now, what I want them, they don't even know what a spleen is. Look at the website, get on straighttalk.cc, and look at the pictures from left to right. Each one of those pictures, Marissa's looking at them now also, probably one of the first times you're seeing a spleen yourself.
Well.
But you understand that amazes me? But it's so understandable. Who wants to look into their body to see the piece of them that they're missing? You see?
Yeah, I really didn't.
So this is a new one for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've lived, you know, some 30 years without a spleen, and you're seeing your spleen for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a plus and a minus. Why should we think? Why do we focus? Don't look back. And you don't look back. Mm-hmm. But you see, when you come into a doctor and you say, doctor, help me, the doctor's got to retrace the steps.
Right.
And people fight that. We all fight that. That's understandable. There is no judgment or criticism. A doctor's got to hold space for fighting that. I mean, in our relationship over 8 years, I or some of my office staff would, you know, we kind of like hit you on the head and say, you got to get on the stick here, man. You're going to get hurt.
Oh, I know.
We went through a good I just liked you.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember talking to you on the car.
Yeah.
Like 6-7 years ago around Christmas. I mean, you'd call me and then you'd come in and out and we'd always have this good relationship. But you were what you call in process, and we'll get to that in a minute. But the thing about losing the spleen, and this is what I want my audience to understand, losing the spleen is not a little thing. It's a big thing. Now, if you look at picture number 2, and if you don't have a computer, get a computer, please. I can send people to your house to teach you. It's so easy to get computer instruction. Don't be afraid of the computer. But get on the computer, click the radio literature section, and get to image number 2. There's a young man. Marissa's looking at it on my big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see in the upper left quadrant, the upper left corner of the abdomen, something's bulging out. And that's splenomegaly. If any of you have ever had mono.
Oh, wow.
Okay, mononucleosis, the spleen enlarges. In a lot of illnesses, if the spleen gets infected, you can get parasitic infections and the spleen will enlarge. There's a picture of somebody, a young boy. He's probably got some sort of an illness, all right, sweet kid. And you can see his rib cage is bulging out. You can get that on the other side. You can get your liver enlarged, hepatomegaly. So you had the splenectomy. They took the spleen out, but
right. That's
the spleen right there. So hopefully you guys can see that. If you can't, what you do is you just put your hand on your left rib cage down low as it becomes your abdomen. And right there behind your stomach is your spleen. You can see other pictures of that. If you look at picture number 6, all right, we actually show what removal of the spleen looks like. So it's an organ in the upper left quadrant of the abdomen, just below the rib cage, partially hidden by the rib cage, behind the stomach, deep. You can get the spleen from the backside. And they took that out. Now, here's the point. When you came to me like that, we have to understand what the spleen does. And to understand the spleen, we have to understand the lymph. Now, those of you listening, this is going to go somewhere. This is going to fascinate you. This is real medicine. This is Medici medicine. This is biological medicine where you have to use your knowledge of the physiology of the body and interpret it to the person specifically to understand what happened to them. And if you do, your client is way ahead. If your client understands it within themselves, they're way ahead. Now, you've never heard me explain this, Marissa, to you. And
no.
That's the dynamic power of radio. You're on here today. I've never even said this to you. The spleen is a lymphatic organ, and I've got pictures here of the lymph. The lymph is this. I've done shows on the lymphatic system. The lymph, if you're looking on the website, picture number 7, just click it. You'll get the enlarged version of a woman, and you'll see that whole lymphatic chain of passageways through the body. The lymph is removing poison from the cells. The lymph is a drainage system, like the venous system is a drainage system. And along the drainage system are these beads we call lymph nodes. Now, everybody knows lymph node. Somewhere along the line, everyone's had an infected, enlarged lymph node. Women, you put your hands underneath the axillary area, the armpit area, and you search for lymph nodes. If they're painful, that's good. If they're just hard and fibrous, that could be a sign of something. So we grow up learning to explore the lymph nodes. The spleen, that big bloody organ, is a big lymph node. Inside the spleen, and if you look at the pictures, we've got open cuts of the spleen. If you look inside the spleen, say picture number 4, if you look inside the spleen, say picture number 1 is a better one. If you open the spleen, it looks like a big watermelon. And it's composed of red pulpy material and white fibrous material. We call it the red pulp of the spleen and the white pulp of the spleen. in the red pulp of the spleen. I actually forget. Medici's having a blank here. It's either in the red or the white pulp of the spleen. Hanging in either of those two sections of the spleen, you have massive numbers of lymphocytes and macrophages. Lymphocyte is what goes after the virus. And the white blood cell, or the macrophage, is what eats anything that doesn't look like it's supposed to be there. So as you filter blood and lymph through the spleen cleans it. It's a filtration system. But it's particularly a filtration system from the lymph. Now, I wonder how many in the audience can guess where we're going here. You lose your spleen. Nobody tells you what that really means. And 10 years later, what happens? You pick up.
Well, I was home for Thanksgiving vacation, and I had a very enlarged arm that had swollen up, didn't know why, and found out that I was diagnosed with T-cell lymphoma.
Yeah. That arm swells because there are gazillions of T-cells, which are immune system cells, that are plugging up your lymph. And when they plug up the lymph, you cannot drain. And for different reasons, it would happen in one side of the body first. And so you can't drain it, so your arm swells. It's like when women get lymphectomies after breast cancer, they don't have lymph to drain, so their arm swells. So this is your first sign. You're told you have T-cell lymphoma. And what happens then?
Well,
did you do chemo? I did
6 months of chemotherapy.
And did you do radiation?
No.
Okay.
No radiation.
So one of the things we had to do 20 years later, 15 years later, is get the chemo out of the body. Because one of the things the chemo is going to do is shut down the gallbladder. In other words, when someone does chemo, the side effect, and you needed to do the chemo. And that's the thing, and I want everybody to understand this. This isn't the story of someone that went to those evil doctors. Those doctors saved you.
Right.
We're glad because we didn't have a better solution. And if we didn't have a better solution and the chemo has a side effect, the concept, okay, and if any of you are suffering like this now or have, the concept is do what the doctors say. And the doctors will be the first to tell you the side effects to these things are terrible. They'll be the first to say, we wish we didn't have to use drugs with such harsh side effects. Mm-hmm. We wish there was a better way. Well, we don't have a better way. But what we do have, and this is where we really got to take a look at this, not everyone does what you did. You see, we got your system running. We got your bile ducts open. You're no stranger to gallbladder flushes, to liver flushes, to coffee enemas, to all these things, that would move your lymph. And, you know, if you can't flow bile, you can't move lymph. One of the concepts, and you guys have to get this, one of the concepts is if the lymphatic system's going to get sluggish because we don't have a spleen, the brain is going to send the poisons more than likely out through the biliary system. It's going to try to put more stress. When you lose one system of excretion, the body shunts or shifts its excretion to other systems. So it's like if somebody loses their gallbladder, the kidney has to work harder. If the kidney works harder, the skin has to work harder. If the skin and the kidney have to work harder, well, the breath has to work harder, and so on and so forth. So you can see there's one aspect to health that says if you are in a position for whatever reason where you have a toxicological burden and removing an organ like the spleen or the gallbladder or the kidney give you a toxicological burden, you have to make sure your other systems are not just okay,
mm-hmm.
are optimal. And that's what cleansing is about. So when we met, one of my jobs was to oblige you to open up bile flow, which of course you did. But what I want to get to here, and you should talk more now because this is personal to you. You're only 20 years old. You're in college. Okay, you went on, I believe you took a master's degree. Did you take a master's degree in education? Marissa is a teacher, and she's worked in ghettos in the inner city throughout the United States. She's worked in a variety of cities.